Yerushalmi, Be'yor Daf Hey. We're starting from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, we had so far two machlokes in. Ramah says we had a machlokes in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai is machmir. Beis Shammai is mekel, excuse me, Beis Hillel is machmir. Normally it's the other way around, but we said about a Be'yor Shinol de Be'yom Tov. So Beis Shammai is matirin and Beis Hillel asers it. And he even had a machlokes, second aspect of the machlokes, if you have 2 days, Yom Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and Shabbos, Beis Shammai is matir both, and Beis Hillel asers from one to the next. So, Memela, we have different machlokes. Memela requires now another machlokes, where we see Beis Shammai is machmir, and Beis Hillel is Beis Shammai is mekel, and Beis Hillel is machmir. Another case we see, not related to the case we had before, but another machlokes. The Isser of Levin on Pesach of Sa'or is a share of a Kazayas, but the Isser of Chametz is a share of a Kesovis, of a date. Rabbi Silo says, both of them are a share of Kazayas. The minimum share is a share of a Kazayas. And the question, what's the Machlokes Beis Shammai's Hill? Why are they arguing? Is one of the three places, Mekulei Beis Shammai, Chumura Beis Hillel. I will explain as to what this particular Machlokes is, that why is it different between a Gazayas and between a Kosevis? What is the basis of the Machlokes? So therefore, again, sourdough, which is Chometz, that it can be used for other things, is Asur, and Chometz is Mamish, Chometz. Mamish has been leavened already. So Mela, Halacha, both of them are considered Asur and Atayra. The question is, which one? Beis Shammai says the minimal one is Ovio Yisra share of Chametz, is a share of a Kazayas. But the Yisra of Chametz is a share of a larger one, which is a share even larger than a Kazayas, is it Mumu Mekel, and it's a share of a amount equal to a service to a date. And Beis Hillel says both of them are the same. The question, what is the basis of this Machloikas? I'm going to explain. Zakta Gemara. Gemara explains. We only learned Lagabe the din of burn the biuro. Lagabe the din of chametz. Lagabe removing it from one's possession. We minimize the machlokas right here. Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel of what has to be removed from your possession. That's the machlokas of the size, a ksovis or a kazayas. But lachila, Lagabe eating it, even Beis Shammai agrees. Kuliamalo pligi, the smaller share, Kazayas, is, that's where you chayav. That's where the leniency of Beis Shammai, the kula, only applies to keeping your possession, but not lagabe the din of Isra Achila. Isra Achila, everyone agrees, with Machmir, on a larger extent, Lachila, Zev Zekza, both of them are considered a Kazayas. So, the Gemara, Abba Yochan disagrees and says, no, Beis Shammai is Mekel. And either way, it's a Beis Hillel says it's always a Kazayas. It's always a Kazayas. So what do we see from here? We see from here the Chayav Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, according to what was Yochanan saying, they both agree it's a Shiva Kazayas. Then what's the difference of then what does it mean a Shira Kasofis of a date? What is that talking about? He's saying in both cases, even Achila Mashma, that Beis Shammai would say, even Achila's comments is a Shiva Kasofis. Is that what he's arguing with, according to Yochanan? The Gemara says, let's see, come on, Rabbi Kaskil. Then a guy stood up with Rabbi Kaskil, and that is, I don't understand Rabbi Yochanan. From who did the teacher hear this thing? Quoting Rav Yochanan, this kiddush. Rav Yochanan said that Rav Yochanan said this halacha. And therefore Shammai would disagree. Who did you get it from? Mishamala. Who's the one who told you this halacha? Name of Rav Yochanan. So Amalei, Mirabo, I heard from Rabbi Bo. Amalei said to him, Alpha no namina for b'shem of Yochanan. We two say this over you. We don't. You said over b'shem of Yochanan. My Yomim lechila. You heard us. You heard you say it over the name of Yomim b'shem of Yochanan. It is Kazayas. Both of them are share. Minimum is a share Kazayas. What you're saying? Where do you hear it from? We talk. I heard it from you. The name of Yochanan. That the share is the same by share of the Kazayas. So the Gemara said, Lo dai. What are we saying? It comes out. The Gemara says, Dai lo kot. Because if it wouldn't be so, Rabbi Hillel would be argue, wouldn't say, there's an afkimina legabe biuro gedulo, legabe eating it, achilas and biuro. We learn the Mishnah to tell us increases, there's 37 increases in the Torah. If two separate halachas are different cases, it should be that there'd be, the Mishnah says that there are 37 krisos, the Mishnah would say, instead of 36, it would say 37. And Nichol Chometz is saying, Chometz is two separate krisos. One is Sha'or, one's Chometz. Two separate halachas. Two separate cases. So therefore, the Torah doesn't say, only says 36. By studies, the Shiurim is Shava. We don't make a separate din of Sha'or and Chometz, two separate Shiurim. We don't make such a din. And therefore, it's a Raya. Clearly, that the halacha is that they're the same. That the same is the same. And if halacha beis Hillel, there's no nafkamina between Sha'or and between Chometz. Both of them, the Shiur is a Kezias. That's the second thing. Machlokas Beshamai Sila. What's the third case? Which Beshamai is Mekel and Beshila is Mach. Meshachai Yovim Yamta. Person Shach Sakai Yovim Yamta Beshamai Yomim Yakba Yidab Bikasi. You have to dig it with a shovel, with a spade, with a shovel, and cover the blood with earth. You have to do Kisi Adam. Beshila says, you can't shecht unless you have enough dirt to cover over the dam. That's part of what you have to do. You have to do Kisi Adam. If you don't have Kisi Adam available, then you can't go ahead and shecht on Yom Tov because you don't have in front of you, you don't have the dirt to put on it. And you can't on Yom Tov, you can't go dig it up. So you don't have it ready, you can't do it. Well, Maidem, Yisil's Machmim agrees, Him Shakat. You went and you talked and shechted it already, but you didn't dig up the girth. Yapi, there we are. You could dig with a spade and go cover it over. Shafan Kemaku. Because the ashes of the stove are considered prepared. That you could do. It's considered as if it's mukhan already. So you're not taking something out of making a muksa. It's already prepared for this. If it's prepared, you're allowed to go ahead and do that. It's no iser to a raisa in doing that. It's a rabbanan. We allow you to do this for this purpose. So you see that the rabbanan, the raisil, we makel in such a case. That must tell you, this would be like halacha beishamai, or beishilo would be makel. Zakta Gemara, let's understand the machlokes before. Gemara says, Gemara says, a person goes there and cooks the meat of an avail in Yom Tov, does not get an Isser Malkus. Shahuta Mechlabish Yom Tov, because cooking, even the meat of an avail, is part of the cooking Yom Tov, is permitted. It's not a malacha. It's malacha in Leike. Shahuta Mechlabish Yom. But you know, of course you get Malkus. We don't style let you cook. We let you cook so you can eat on Yom Tov. You want a lot to eat on Yom Tov, so the mitzvah to eat. So in Mela, we allow you to cook so you can go ahead and eat. That's the heter. But if you're not going to be doing an avail, you cooked an avail which you can't eat for the sake of cooking that you can't do, that you're over in this the raisa. Well, yasel kam, it's a malacha that you can't do. Zakta Gemara. So you see that Machlokes tells us in this case that it would be, that this would be the halacha. The halacha would be in such a case, it would be allowed you to do it. So Mela, if that's the case, what would be the Machlokes in the case we're talking about where we allow you to go ahead and to do Machlokes, the way you're allowed to do malacha, a get to ba'oichel or not, is a shayla in the Gemara. And the Gemara is in a question whether this is applicable or not. Is this considered another issur? Or not, we'll continue with this tomorrow.